You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
I had no idea that He-Man was so popular.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Because, of course, when you look at He-Man, especially in the Masters of the Universe, safe to say that longevity is a definition of Masters of the Universe. Because now when you look at it, as far as it being so popular in the 80s, to where Mattel was just rolling in dough because of how the toy line was doing, earning around $400 million. And then, of course, when it basically collapsed due to the line's hiatus in 1987, having a 98% drop, safe to say earlier, when you look at 1984, you come to realize it also earned $350 million in the Master of the Universe. Oh, no, that's just the total sales alone for the toys, right? And then, of course, after that, after they fell off and they contributed the fall off to the line's hiatus. I don't know how that works. But the toys was going rampant for He-Man. I guess that's one of the things. Because, you know, I've never been a He-Man fan. You know, as a superhero connoisseur myself, you probably think it to yourself. But isn't that up your alley? Wouldn't you like He-Man as well? I probably would have. But, you know, I was over here thinking I was a real-life Power Ranger at the age of 5 and 6. You know, I went from Power Rangers to Ninja Turtles to Spider-Man. And then it was a wrap after Spider-Man. And then I already said Ninja Turtles. And then Teen Titans, y'all get the point. Basically, I'm a huge superhero fan. So, looking at He-Man, I was never really, and obviously it blew up in the 80s and fell off in the 80s. So, as far as later revivals, like in the 2002 line, a lot of classics from 2008 to 2020, I think the toys and licensing, after it got worked out, it ended up leading into this official movie being made. Because some would say that even though the franchise is phenomenal as far as from a toy aspect, it's not as popular that you would think as far as in today's age. But then, objectively speaking, this trailer says otherwise. Because if you look with me right here, basically, this trailer that we're about to get into has 18 million views, ladies and gentlemen, in 2 days.
You guys.
That's insane. So somebody still enjoys this movie. I don't know why it's not as big. I think one of the other obstacles is in 1987. This is my last, you know, nerd fun fact before we get into a trailer. 1987, the live action film was a flop, grossing only $17.3 million. And I know you're saying that's a lot of money. When you look at the budget, you got to listen to Ben Affleck break it down. Basically, there's a movie production budget, and then that's the same budget for the marketing. And then now you got to make twice as that for the film to actually to have a profit. They didn't do that at all. So it was a flop. Overall, the toys are phenomenal, but you can see where they messed up as far as the rollout. But with that being said, from the 80s to 2026, crazy longevity as we're about to get into the Masters of the Universe official teaser trailer. So with that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the Masters of the Universe official teaser trailer right now.
All that stuff that only exists in legends and bedtime stories. Talking tigers, spaceships, and magic swords.
I don't know. He-Man, whoever this is, this may be He-Man. He's talking that talk off the bat. He was like, hold up now, I started this. In 1980s, in the 80s, your mama's mama, your daddy's daddy, I started this. All this superhero stuff, all this saving the universe, all these flying dragons. All right, my fault. Y'all get the point. Let me let him talk.
Man and tigers, spaceships, and magic swords that can make a man as mighty as a god. Where I come from, that stuff is real. Why did you send me away?
I wanted you to be safe. So I sent you to a place I knew that they'd never find you. There's...
Hold up now. Hold up. Hold up. I know we did not just go from castles to skyscraper cities. Am I tripping? That's a castle.
They sent you to a place I knew that they'd never find you.
That's a modern skyscraper type city. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe there's some type of... Well, obviously there has to be time travel in it. Ignorantly, I don't know anything about the He-Man universe. I thought they specifically stayed in the medieval times, but maybe I'm tripping.
There is.
This obsession with nerd stuff and sword things, it's not a good look for human resources.
Hold up, now who's she calling a nerd? Nah, bro, come on, man.
Shepard.
Nah, bro, she can't be out here calling us nerds, bro. That's disrespectful, man.
Shepard.
See?
I know it sounds crazy, but that sword is gonna show me the way home.
Sir, you can't do that.
Don't worry, the sword's mine.
Okay, so obviously time travel is in the plot.
Because
I'm like, bro, there's no way. Is that the girl from... Is that the girl from Fallout? You telling me she went from Fallout to this movie? Is that her or not? I don't know if that's her. You know, I don't be watching TV shows and movies like that. I don't think that's her. It's not her.
What am I supposed to...
The GOAT. The GOAT. Every time I see him, I gotta clap it up. That's the GOAT right there. Every time I see this man, you know, y'all may call it glazing. I don't care. Ever since The Wire, ever since Thor. I know people don't be like, you know, attributing him to Thor, but I do, because I'm a superhero fan. And then, of course, can't forget the most iconic, the most legendary DLC pack of all time, Phantom Liberty. If it wasn't for Idris Elba, I don't know if he would still compare Cyberpunk 77 to the greatest games of all time. Because hot take. I believe if it wasn't for Phantom Liberty, people would still not hold or give Cyberpunk 2077 its just due. Because what Phantom Liberty did was give Mass Effect level of side characters for the main protagonist to go throughout the world with, because that's the one thing I had about Cyberpunk. I don't want to, you know, go on a whole soliloquy, but basically Cyberpunk 2077, to me, hot take, didn't have the greatest side characters besides, you know, Johnny Silverhand and then maybe a couple others. But when Phantom Liberty came, all of the side characters was straight up top tier characters, including Idris Elba's character. Now, with that being said, let's keep going.
What am I supposed to do? Take the sword.
Hey, it's that meme. It's the meme.
You protect them.
Not gonna lie to you, I'm lost. There's a lot going on.
I have the power!
That man barely has any clothes on. Am I the only one that notices that? Is he not fighting like in a war? Wouldn't he put on more armor? Am I tripping? What in the Wonder Woman? Is this the male version of Wonder Woman? I know I'm being extremely disrespectful to somebody's grandpa out there. He's like, hey, young blood, don't talk about my hero like that. He's one of a kind. If it wasn't for him, y'all wouldn't have what y'all have, what y'all whippersnappers had today. I understand. I'm just saying that man got no clothes on like he's Wonder Woman. I don't know why that popped up. Hold up. It's the meme. Pretty fire. I wonder, does he have a voice actor? I don't think it shows a voice actor right here. Obviously, he probably has one, right? Obviously. Let's keep going. Okay, as you can see, only in theater June 5th. I know you needed me to tell you that, but you know, hey, that's what I'm here for. All right, so I do believe when it comes to He-Man, knowing that the mammoth of sales that came in the 80s due to the toy line, and of course, in the year of 2026, he's getting his own movie after it horrendously flopped in 1987. I think this may be coming to age as far as how to bounce back, as far as having a flop movie to having a good movie. Because, you know, bring up Ben Affleck one more time. You know, when it comes to his Daredevil, let's just say that's not the Daredevil we remember today. And let's just leave it at that. So, with that being said, click my link here in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Masters of Universe official teaser trailer? And at the end of the day, if you're an old man out there and still enjoy He-Man, let me know what you specifically are looking forward to when this movie comes out June 5th.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.